Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers and all children of God who attended worship online, this is 26th lecture on Genesis. In the last lecture, I explained about the works on the first day of the creation. I will now talk about the second day. There were no humans who watched the process of God's work of the creation. So then how could Moses and the recorder of Genesis have known all these processes of creation? Because God personally told Moses about it. God was with Moses and showed the evidences that God is alive. Just by looking at the miracles of the 10 plagues performed through Moses in front of the Pharaoh in Egypt, we can see that God is with Moses. Exodus chapter 7, 1 says, then the Lord says to Moses, see, I make you as a God to Pharaoh. Since the evidence that God was with him is clear, we must believe that the book of the Genesis he wrote is also true. God who was with Moses is still with this church and is showing countless wonders and signs. Furthermore, he interpreted this Genesis lecture in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I urge you to believe that every word in this lecture on the Genesis is true. This lecture on the Genesis will solve what science has not been able to solve, contents that are contrary to existing theory in the scientific community or common sense in the world can also be preached. Even so, I urge you to believe that this Genesis lecture is true. We have many signs and wonders that prove this lecture. The creation power of God surpasses the limit of the man's knowledge. God has done the works of the creation with the infinite wisdom and the power that surpasses the knowledge and the ability of a man. God could not create at the limited level of a human knowledge in order to help humans understand. Therefore, humans as created beings are not in a position to judge whether God's creation is right or wrong. Why did God create the earth and the universe like this for us? Why did God create the faces of humans and animals with two eyes, one nose, and one mouth? Because this structure is the most beautiful structure. Why do people walk on the two legs and animals walk on the four legs? All these questions will be explained in the future soon. There's a reason why birds can fly in the sky and why humans walk on two feet. Again, humans are not in a position to judge whether God's creation is right or wrong. People must fear God, the Creator, who has perfectly accomplished the great work of a creation. Dear brother and sister in the Christ, and now let me tell you about the second day of a creation. How did the earth look before the second day? It was completely submerged in the water of life. On the second day of creation, God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate in the waters from the waters. As He said, the expanse was made in the middle of the water of life that completely covered the earth. Here, you should make sure that the water didn't cover just the surface of the earth in those days. There was enough water to completely submerge the highest mountain on earth. In the midst of this, a firmament was created and the waters were divided into those below and above the firmament. God called the expanse that exists in the between the waters heaven. Let me tell you about the works done in the fleshly world first. The fact that expanse was made on the earth showed that the atmosphere was formed on earth. The atmosphere is a layer of air from the ground up to the altitude of 1,000 kilometers. 1,000 kilometers is similar to the round trip distance between Seoul and Busan. The atmosphere plays several roles in allowing life to exist on Earth. It didn't happen spontaneously. Even the atmosphere is within God's providence. The atmosphere plays many roles in allowing for living things to survive. In the atmosphere, most of the air exists within about 30 kilometers of the ground. The air contains oxygen that plants and animals need to breathe, and the atmosphere also absorbs the harmful light coming to Earth from the sun or outer space. It also acts as a protective shield to prevent meteorites from hitting the Earth's surface. It also keeps the Earth warm by absorbing and retaining some of the heat coming from the Earth's surface. Additionally, convection spread the heat evenly, reducing temperature differences in each region of the Earth. This atmosphere that plays such an important role was created on the second day. God separated the waters from the waters with the expanse in the middle. Now, what does the waters below the expanse refer to? Simply speaking, it refers to the waters on the earth. The waters below the expanse were gathered into the one place on the third day to form seas. Then what about the waters above the expanse? They refer to the water bathed in the air. At the certain temperature, the water vapor in the air condenses into the water droplets. As these water droplets gather, it becomes clouds that are visible to our eyes. Rain is when these water droplets come together and fall to the ground. Also, water droplets in clouds turn into ice when the temperature drops. These ice particles form and fall from the clouds as a snow or hail. Likewise, there's a water or water vapor, vapor in the sky, so moisture is evenly distributed throughout the earth and the life can survive. The water that became the rain or snow later evaporates as a water vapor rise in air and become clouds. God let the circulation of the water take place by allowing water to turn into the vapor, liquid, or solid at a certain temperature. These facts were defined by the modern science only in modern times. However, the fact about this circulation of water was already written in the Bible thousands of years ago. That is Job chapter 36, 27-28 says, "For he dropped the drops of water, they distilled the rain from the mist, which the clouds pour down, they drip upon men abundantly." Jeremiah chapter 10, 13 also says, "When he utters his voice, there's a tumults of waters in the heavens, and he causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes a lightning for the rain and bring out the wind from his storehouses." In addition, Job chapter 26:8 says, "He wraps up the waters in his clouds, and the clouds does not burst under them." And Ecclesiastes chapter 11:3 says, "If the clouds are full, they pour out the rain upon the earth." On earth as a whole, solar energy is said to evaporate the billions of the liters of the water per second. The sea evaporates, the water goes up to the sky and forms clouds. Winds and the air currents move through these clouds and make rain or snow fall down the ground. For this, Job chapter 37, 11 to 12. Also with the moisture he wrote the roads, the thick clouds he dispersed the clouds of his lightning. It changes the direction, turning around by his guidance, that it may sow whatever he commanded is on the face of the inhabited earth. Likewise, it's God's amazing wisdom that allows a vast amount of the surface water to defy gravity and rise into the atmosphere, but remain suspended in the air until it's moved to area where it's needed. Observe the force from the top of the bottom due to the universal gravitation. If you throw the object into the air, it would go out in the all direction without the gravitation. But all objects always fall down. However, water, vapor, oppose the fist and rise upward. How amazing! It's because the sun had not yet been created. It was only after the sun and the moon were created the fourth day of the creation that sea water could evaporate. The sun's rays increase the temperature of the water surface and the moon causes the tides to rise and fall, creating the winds that help evaporation. Through this work, clouds can form and the rain can fall. The moon's position should not be higher or the moon's position should not be higher or lower than it is now. God accurately measured the moon and caused the ebb and flow to occur through the moon. If the sea didn't move, there could be many problems. Due to the power of the moon, the tides take place and the winds arise. When the tide comes in, you feel cool because the wind also rises. Go out to sea and experience it for yourself. So, as a result, the moon makes wind rise. Through this action of a moon, ebb the flow occurs, the wind blows, and the humidity is controlled. As a result of a rain, the lakes and the rivers were formed on the land. Of course, separate the waters appeared between the heaven on the second day, but rivers and the lakes did not appear yet. When you board on the airplane, you will notice that the clouds you see from the planes are more numerous, thicker, and more diverse than the clouds you see from the ground. Some clouds is much thicker than the amount. When we see the clouds from the ground, looks like a normal clouds, but when we see them on the plane, it was really various. Due to the creation work on the second day, the new part was created in the spiritual realm. By the way, the spiritual realm here refers to the spiritual space in the second heaven. In the second lecture on the Genesis, I explained to you about the heavens. The heavens were originally one when God existed in a form of the light containing sounds in the whole universe. Then God cohered into the one light at the vertex of the spiritual realm. I told you that as the light travels further from this vertex, the intensity of a light diminishes. Therefore, the four universes were divided depending on whether they were far away or close to the fundamental light, meaning original light. The original space which used to be one, was divided into four different spaces according to the brightness of the light and the intensity of a spirit. This concept of a space is expressed in the term of the heaven. Therefore, four spaces means of four heavens. At the same time, the original light that cohere at the vertex of the spiritual realm divided itself into the God of Trinity. At the time when the original space was divided into the four heavens, each heaven didn't have any contents. They were just divided for each to serve its purpose, and the contents were created later to fill the spaces. First of all, the contents to fill the first heavens, which is the space for the God the Trinity, was created. That is the thrones that where God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit sit, and their dwelling places were prepared. And then, spiritual beings such as the angels and the cherubim that God would control were created in the third heavens, and their dwelling places were also created. By the way, this third heavens is not actually a spiritual place for angels or cherubim, but it is rather the place for the saved children of God. The heavenly kingdom was created in the third heaven. This heavenly kingdom began being created in the earnest after the Lord resurrected and ascended into the heaven. Buildings and houses have been being built in heavens now. Doing your duties and volunteering on the earth becomes your rewards and the materials to build your house in heaven. Your house in this heaven is much larger and has a bigger scale than that of the earth. Your house in the New Jerusalem is enormous, and your yard is unbelievably large. All the things you've done faithfully while working hard on the earth, and all things you've done sincerely, will be accumulated as a reward, and it makes your home filled with beautiful things. As the size and the shape of your house as you like, if you like swimming, your house in the New Jerusalem has a swimming pool. But remember, giving up your favorite sports or heavy for the Lord will be rewarded with a swimming pool. If you love bowling but don't enjoy it for the sake of God's kingdom, when you dedicate yourself to God, the Lord will make a bowling alley for you in the New Jerusalem. If you enjoyed it on this earth and wanted it, there's no reason for God to create it for you in heaven. Therefore, giving up the joys and the world is a blessing. It's a blessing because God built it in your eternal home in heaven. Returning to the main topic after the Lord's resurrection and the ascension to the heaven, the dwelling places and the streets of heaven began to be created. As stated in the book of John, our Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the general director in heaven. He's building the houses where you will dwell in the future. By the way, the time when the spiritual space called the third heaven was created is different from the time when the heavenly kingdom was created. It's the same for the first and the second heaven. The time when these heavens were created was the same with the time when the third and the first heavens were created. However, at this time, they exist as a void space where there were no contents at all. Through the works of the creation, God begins to fill the second and the first heavens with the contents one by one. The important contents of the first heaven are the earth, which is the stage for the human cultivation, and the sun, moon, and the stars that affect the earth. These things were created orderly during the period of the earth creation and the six-day creation. Then when were the contents of the spiritual realm, which is called the second heaven, created? It was on the second day of creation. Now, what are the major parts of the second heaven and how were they created? According to the tonight scripture, God made the expanse and called the expanse heaven a layer. I said that this explains the work of the creation of the physical world and those of the spiritual world at the same time. I also told you that the creation of expanse in the physical world means that the atmosphere was created. At the same time, the second heaven, which is the spiritual world, was divided into the separate places. That's God created the domain of the light and the domain of the darkness. God created the plants and animals because they were necessary for human cultivation. By creating the atmosphere on the earth, God protected the earth by blocking out the harmful substances from the universe. The shooting star you see is a meteorite or mirror floating in the space that hit the atmosphere and burns up. So shooting star is brightly and falling to the ground, but it was already burned when they reached the atmosphere. And sometimes it happens that the meteorites reach the ground of the earth. There are people who only collect this, the meteorites because this is a great value, but collecting them is not easy. Lucifer and the evil spirits that were released from the abyss on the first day of the creation came to stay in the domain of the darkness of the second heaven on the second day. During the period of human cultivation, God allowed Lucifer and the evil spirits to dwell in a domain of the darkness in the second heaven. The dwelling places for Lucifer and the evil spirits were prepared inside the domain of the darkness. They were given the authority to rule creatures on the earth according to justice. About these evil spirits, Ephesians chapter 2:2 calls them the prince of the power of the air. And the Ephesians chapter 6:12 calls them the world forces of the darkness and the spiritual forces of the weakness in the heavenly places. In these verses, the air and the heavenly places all refers to the same place, which the domain of the darkness in the second heaven. Likewise, many parts of the Bible write about the separate place where the evil spirits dwell. Now, what is the inside of the domain of a light in the second heaven? The place where the seven-year wedding feast with a banquet with the Lord will be held will be created in the realm of a light in the second heaven. Why is the place where the wedding banquet is held in the second heaven? After the 7 years of wedding banquets and before going to heaven, the millennium kingdom begins on the earth. Then there will be a great judgment. Only after that will you assign a place in the heaven and the third heaven. So the wedding banquets with the Lord will be held in the second heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 17 says, "Then we who are alive and remain will be cut off together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord." The air in this verse refers to the separate place inside a domain of the light of the second heaven. However, I don't mean that pace for the wedding banquet was completely created in the second day of creation. Just as the heavenly kingdom begins to create the earnest after the Lord's resurrection and ascension, the place for a wedding banquet was created later as well. By the way, the major part that takes up the main area in the domain of the light of the second heaven is the Garden of Eden. Most people, even those who believe in God, think the Garden of Eden exists somewhere on the earth, and that there are explorers who search here and there in Israel or other area of the Middle East. However, no remains of the Garden of Eden have never been found anywhere on the earth. Those who seek the Garden of Eden on the earth are people who do not know the Bible too much. If they found a beautiful place on the earth, they assumed it would be a Garden of Eden. However, in the Bible, Eden is an eternal place. Where there's no death or sickness. So how many people live there? But is it this small piece of a land on earth, Eden? Adam's descendants live without dying while giving birth and the children. So where are all those people from Eden? Well, they really live in the little land called Eden. The Garden of Eden was created not on this earth, the physical world, but in the second heaven, the spiritual world. Garden is a small yard to people. However, the Garden of Eden is enormous. It's an incredibly large place that cannot be compared to this earth. After God created Adam, the first man of the earth, He brought him into the Garden of Eden in the second heaven. It was possible because even though Adam was created from the dust, he was not a fleshly thing. Genesis chapter 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed man of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." Thanks to God's breath of life, Adam became a living being, a living spiritual being. And adequate place for this Adam was a spiritual place in the second heaven rather than this fleshly space. The Garden of Eden is a spiritual place in the second heaven. However, it's different from the heavenly kingdom in the third heaven. The Garden of Eden is a clearly spiritual world, but if the people in the garden came to the earth, their sin and even we can hold their hands. When the gates of the second heaven open, we can see the people in the Garden of Eden. They are all naked. All the leaders are clothed. When they come down to the earth, we can see what they look like. On the other hand, the angels that come down from the heavenly kingdom in the third heaven cannot be seen or touched by the people of a flesh. God created the earth and the Garden of Eden on the earth. And in the second heaven for Adam, a living soul. The environment of the Garden of Eden is similar to that of the earth, but the plants and animals there don't die, don't perish, and don't have a foul smell. Since it's a spiritual place, it's clean and pure, and the beautiful environment is maintained in the way it is. The Garden of Eden is enormously huge beyond the scope of your imagination. Don't be confused with a small garden here just because it's called a garden. It's too huge to be compared even to the earth. I will tell you in detail about the Garden of Eden as we get to the Genesis chapter 2. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I told you about the expanse where God created on the second day of the creation. I also talked about the expanse that refers to the atmosphere in the physical world and about the waters between the expanse. I said that the expanse of the spiritual realm refers to the domain of the light and the domain of the darkness in the second heaven. By the way, the area of a light and the area of a darkness are adjacent to each other in the second heaven. I will introduce its corresponding verses in the Bible and another special space in the second heaven in the later Genesis lectures. In particular, in next week's lecture on the Genesis, I will talk about the mysterious providence of a creation reflected in the snow falling from the sky. I will tell you about the mysterious providence of the creation that can be seen in your eyes. Father God explained it deeply. About the snowflakes, why did God create them in the shape? God created in the most beautiful way. He explains that why people have to walk, why animals have to crawl, and why birds have to fly. So I'm preaching about them soon. Proverbs chapter 3, 19 to 20 says, "The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by the understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps were broken up and the skies dripped with dew." Even the phenomenon of the creation of the dew in the air was created by the wisdom of God. God draws a water vapor thinly and turns it into the rain and the snow. How does he pull the moisture up to the sky? I hope that you can feel the realize the power and the divine nature and the delicate the love of God even from the dew on a leaf. Those who are provided with enough water don't feel the importance of the water. On the other hand, the people can feel the desperate need of the water in a place like a desert. However, God prepared at least a way for living things to survive in the desert. That is the morning dew. The desert is very hot and there's not a single drop of the water. How do plants and the animals live there? Still, God created them to live? The answer that is the morning dew. Of course, even in the desert, animals and the plants can survive in the oasis. However, the living things can survive the desert where there's no oasis thanks to the morning dew. For example, here is a way for the beetles to survive in the Namib Desert in the southwestern Africa. In a desert, the temperature difference is huge. At night, the air cools down and is mixed with the hot air that was heated during the day, and they created the morning dew. Morning dew is formed in the desert because the daily temperature difference is large. In this way, God allowed these creatures there to live. Before the sunrise, the beetles come out of the sand and lie face down on a slope. The fog that touches the cold back of the beetles becomes a dew, and the dew falls down to the mouth of the beetle. In the desert, where there's no water, beetles take water in this way and hide themselves under the sand as the sun rises. Like this, the dew becomes the source of the life for the animals and the plants that survive in the desolate desert. To the extent your heart becomes pure and good, you can feel the divine nature and the love of a Father God, the Creator. When I look at the animals, I feel that God's mysterious providence and the receive the grace. They have their own way to survive.
짐승은 짐승 나름대로 살 길을 다 만들어 놓으셨어요. 아무리 약자라고 해도
No matter how weak they are, God has taken care of everyone and every animal so that they do not fall prey to strong animals. When you look at this animal's ecosystem, you can feel the amazing providence of God's creation.
전부 그들 나름대로 생명을 이어갈 수 있도록 다 역사를 해놓으신 거예요.
Moreover, although God is explaining His providence of a creation in detail to this church, people still try to make up assumptions based only on scientific knowledge.
맨 지식만 동원해서 어느 가정을 만들어 놓고 그 안에다 짜맞추기를 하고 있다 이 말이에요. 그러니까 눈도 하나님이 이제 참
If you look at the snowflakes, they are all hexagonal in shape.
눈이 전부 육각형으로 되어 있다면 여러 모양의 참해서 육각형으로 되어 있는데
You can find them.
6일은 또 뭔지
hexagonal shape.
17, 여러분 아시죠?
And you know that the numbers also have a spiritual meaning like a 6, 7, 12, or 17. If you look at the honeycombs, they are all hexagonal. I will explain these things next time. Moreover, you are now listening to the detailed explanation about the deep and amazing providence of God's creation. Therefore, may you possess the all more pure and the good hearts to understand even the depth of the God's hearts and to live the life that God wants to you to live. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces, and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.